It's not true, though many Protestants claim that it is, that they have become an oppressed minority in the sense that they are economically and socially worse off than Catholics. That's simply empirically not true. The prior position was that Protestants, on average, were advantaged compared to Catholics, and that's now been equalized. But having said that, while the civil rights movement sought no more than equality for Catholics in the late 60s and early 70s and by and large has been successful, what the IRA campaign sought was something quite different, which was to secure a reversal of the political position in Northern Ireland so that instead of the Catholic minority being locked in with the Protestant majority dominating them, that the Protestant community would be locked in to a united Ireland, which would be dominated, obviously, by the Catholic community, north and south.
So there's a fear here that in the long term, of course, the demographics are against them and they're going to become an oppressed minority.
Ironically, it's actually completely wrong. What both paranoid Protestants and triumphalist Catholics ignore is that there is a significant section of the Catholic community which does not support united Ireland. But unfortunately, there's a whole political debate that takes place, which is regardless of the real world and is a bizarre kind of pas de deux between, as I say, paranoid Protestants and triumphalist Catholics.